started for me, like most people, with the Doctor Who theme tune. Hiding behind the sofa, terrified, listening to the sound of the universe expanding or the whole world collapsing. That's how it sounded. It was so terrifying, that music, that I was almost slightly disappointed when the show started because it was never quite as scary as the music promised. So that's
sort of psychoacoustics.
Yes, absolutely. That's Delia's whole world is that psychoacoustic world. And I didn't know that it was Delia was behind the Doctor Who theme tune. And it really wasn't until the late 80s, probably possibly even early 90s, when there was this resurgence of interest in the Radiophonic Workshop's output and Delia's music started to become more widely known. And it was around that time that I understood that there was this person called Delia Derbyshire. And I thought, how did I not know that this woman realised that theme tune that I was so fascinated with? And then you start to read up about her as all this new work started to come forward. I'd be listening to these compilations of Radiophonic Workshop music with tracks like Blue Veils and Golden Sands, these beautiful soundscapes, more and more other sounds like, other tracks like Zooey Zooey, Ooh Ooh Ooh, another peculiar and strange track. That sort of what got me really interested in the idea of exploring it further and actually going as far as making a film about Delia was that I just thought she's someone whose spirit is so strong. She continues to inspire even after her death. And she's this person that's so deeply interested in the sound of the world around her. And I think I related to that. Many, I could go on all day long. But the thing I think that's a really important and really exciting and not so well-known part of Delia's output are the four inventions for radio. They were broadcast in 1964 and 1965, and they were a collaboration with the poet Barry Bermange. And these four inventions were a very distinctive blend of electronic music and soundscapes with these poetic collages of interviews with members of the public. And you're listening really to the inner voices and inner thoughts of the dreams and desires of these people, and it's the most beautiful and touching piece ever. No, she didn't. Delia was born in Coventry in 1937 from, I think, what she said her parents would like to call an upper working class background, Roman Catholic background. I think she was 3 years old during the Coventry Blitz. So she has these memories from her childhood of the sound of the air raid sirens and the all clear sounds. And she talks about how she didn't know as a child what the source of that sound was and how it was very, very powerful to her and very meaningful. She went to grammar school and she took elocution lessons, which I think was quite common at the time.
And she left Coventry when she was quite young, didn't she?
Well, they left Coventry for a period during the war to live in Preston, where her parents met. She says she remembers the sound of clogs on cobbles, the mill workers going to work at 6 o'clock in the morning or something. She could hear those sounds, and she said that rhythm and that very sort of repetitive, urgent rhythm was something she was always really interested in replicating. She went to Cambridge and she studied mathematics and music. Towards the end of her time at university, she was really sort of investing in that sort of very analytical connection between maths and music and exploring acoustics and psychoacoustics. She went to the careers office and they suggested, what about a career in deaf aids? And that wasn't what she meant at all. One of the stops was the idea of being a music balancer at Decca Records. And after explaining what her interest was and what her degree was and how she'd come from Cambridge and she had all these wonderful skills, she was told that Decca Records did not employ women, never had and never would. So here is this person that is realising they're going to have to fight to work in the area they want to work. And she said she bombarded the BBC with endless applications. until she finally ended up with this job as a studio manager, which thrilled her, and she loved it, and she was brilliant at it.